Hello everyone, welcome to Journal Club with Happy. I'm your host Happy Kasai and I'm a graduate student at Vanderbilt University. This podcast is structured as a short scientific journal club where I'll discuss scientific papers and relate their major findings. Generally, journal clubs have a scientific audience ranging from undergraduate science students to university professors, and the language used in journal clubs is very specific to the field of study. For this podcast, I try very hard to use everyday language to explain science. I'm also a science student, so in this podcast, we learn science together. Recent episodes of this journal club have been dedicated to Alzheimer's disease research. I am doing a series of papers that investigate Alzheimer's disease from different angles. Episode 5 introduced us to Alzheimer's disease and the amyloid hypothesis. Episode 6, we looked at a very recent paper that recreated the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease in young, healthy rats after fecal matter transplantation from humans. And last week, in episode 7, we looked at a paper that showed the exhaustion of the immune system in the brain after chronic neuroinflammation from amyloid deposits. Following on that theme, for today, I have another paper on Alzheimer's. I picked this paper because it addresses one of the well-known genetic risk factors of Alzheimer's disease, which is the apolipoprotein E. Today's paper was published in the journal Neuron in 2021, and it comes out of Dr. David Holtzman's lab at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. The primary author is Chao Wang, and the title of the paper is Selective Removal of Astrocytic Apolipoprotein E4 strongly protects against tau-mediated neurodegeneration and decreases synaptic phagocytosis by microglia. Just going through the title, I hope you're able to pick up on some of the words and concepts because we have gone through them on previous episodes. The two glial cell types, which are the astrocytes and the microglia, have been discussed on this journal club before. And on episode 5, I have introduced the tau protein and formation of tau tangles and aggregates as hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. Like I said earlier, the major player in today's story is apolipoprotein E, or ApoE for short. Apolipoproteins are classes of proteins that bind lipids, and here lipids refer to fatty acids and cholesterol. These lipids are not soluble in water, they are oily in nature, so they cannot interact with the water molecules and form a solution, which is why the human body produces apolipoproteins. Apolipoproteins surround lipids and form a casing around them. This casing of protein is soluble in water and can dissolve in the body fluids like blood, which means that the lipids which are encased in the apolipoprotein also dissolve in the blood and the lymph and can be transported around the body. The dissolution and transport of lipids is the main function of apolipoproteins, and there are multiple classes of apolipoproteins which can bind to different kinds of lipids and function in different organs of the body. But for today's journal club, we are going to talk about ApoE, which is apolipoprotein E. ApoE is important in the brain because it's involved in the transport and uptake of cholesterol. Cholesterol is an important building block in the brain because it's a component of myelin. Myelin is the insulating material that wraps around axons of neurons and allows for fast communication between neurons. And apolipoprotein E is responsible for the optimal transport of this cholesterol molecule into the brain. The main cells that produce ApoE in the brain are the astrocytes. Astrocytes are a type of cell in the brain that play multiple roles. They provide neurons with nutrients. They clear waste in the brain and protect neurons from damage. They are also present at synapses, which are points of communication between neurons. In addition to these roles, astrocytes also produce apolipoprotein E, which allows for the transport and uptake of cholesterol in the brain. The other type of glial cells, which are the microglia, could also produce ApoE4, but their production is observed when they are activated. I would like to remind you here that the microglia are the immune cells in the brain, and these cells are especially important in Alzheimer's disease because, like we saw in last week's journal club, in the case of Alzheimer's disease, microglia get into an exhausted state and may attack healthy neurons and synapses instead of clearing the disease-associated protein aggregates. With that said, in humans, there are three versions of the apolipoprotein E. They are named ApoE2, ApoE3, and ApoE4. The difference between these three versions is purely genetic. We inherit a version from each of our parents, and so it's part of our DNA. These three versions of the protein have slight differences in structure. In fact, the only amino acid differences are on the 112th and 158th position. Although these changes are few in number, they create a marked difference in function. And the version ApoE4 has been implicated in Alzheimer's disease. Individuals who have the ApoE4 variant have earlier onset of Alzheimer's when compared to individuals with ApoE2 and ApoE3 variants. On the contrary, quite opposite to ApoE4, the ApoE2 variant decreases the risk of developing Alzheimer's, and the ApoE3 variant has been considered neutral in the context of Alzheimer's disease. The exact mechanism of how apolipoprotein E influences Alzheimer's is still a mystery. So far, multiple studies have shown that ApoE modulates the microglial response to amyloid plaques, and other studies have also shown the role of ApoE in lipid transport, glucose metabolism, insulin signaling, and also the modulation of synaptic function. ApoE also influences tau aggregation. Here I would like to remind you that tau tangles are filament-like structures that form when tau is hyperphosphorylated in the case of Alzheimer's disease. And the aggregation of the tau protein is one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. And tau aggregation contributes to neurodegeneration and inflammation in neurons. Although we know some of these effects of ApoE on the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease, like I said, we do not understand the mechanism. Today's study removes astrocytic ApoE and investigates the effect of that removal in tau-mediated neurodegeneration and the state of other cell types in the brain. In order to do that, the research team uses Alzheimer model mice that express the human forms of ApoE3 and ApoE4. Here I would like to say again that the ApoE3 variant is neutral, while the ApoE4 variant contributes to the development of Alzheimer's disease. The model mice used in this study are genetically modified to have the human protein so that they can better mimic the human disease. In addition to that, the mice used in the study have a genetic manipulation to selectively remove astrocytic ApoE4 in the brain. I'll elaborate on this because it's a very cool mouse genetics technique. It's called the Cre-Lox system. You do not need to remember the name, but the way it works is really fascinating. The mice are genetically modified to delete the production of ApoE4 in their astrocytes. The research team can apply a drug called tamoxifen to the mice, and that drug can selectively stop the production of the ApoE in astrocytes of the mice because the astrocytes have a genetic component that is responsive to the tamoxifen treatment. After the drug treatment, ApoE4 will be produced in all cells except the astrocytes due to the genetic manipulation technique. Using these model mice, the research team investigated the effect of removing astrocytic ApoE4 at the gene expression level and the protein level. They used single nucleus RNA sequencing to look at gene expression. This technique identifies the level of expression of different genes in single nuclei. And to look at the effect at the protein level, the research team used fluorescence staining of the different proteins and looked at brain slices under a microscope. With that said about the techniques, now let's look at the results of this study. The first result is that reducing astrocytic ApoE4 reduces brain atrophy and rescues nest-building behavior. One hallmark of Alzheimer's disease is the reduction of brain volume, especially in the hippocampus and the cortex. When astrocytic ApoE4 is selectively removed in the mice, this reduction in brain volume was avoided. In the control group of mice, the removal of ApoE3 did not prevent the brain atrophy. The mice with the ApoE3 variant experienced the AD-associated reduction in brain volume, despite the selective removal of ApoE3 from the astrocytes. The effect on brain size was also accompanied with less tau aggregation. At 9.5 months, the Alzheimer model mice will have higher tau phosphorylation and tangle formation. However, when the astrocyte-produced APOE4 is reduced, there was also a reduction in the level of tau aggregate deposits in the hippocampus. Along with the effect on brain structure and size, the removal of astrocytic APOE4 also improved the nest-building behavior of the mice. Nest-building is a mouse behavior that is affected by neurodegeneration. When the astrocytic APOE4 was selectively removed, the mice performed better in the nest-building behavioral task. The take-home point of this first result is that astrocyte APOE4 is involved in tau-dependent neurodegeneration, and its removal attenuates some of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. After determining the involvement of astrocytic APOE4 in tau-mediated neurodegeneration, the research team looked at the effect of astrocytic APOE4 removal in the different types of brain cells, including astrocytes and microglia. In Alzheimer's disease, the formation of tau tangles activates astrocytes from their homeostatic state. I'll elaborate on this. It is similar to the study from episode 5 of the Journal Club, where we looked at spatial organization of glial cells around amyloid plaques and their gene expression profile. Under healthy conditions, astrocytes express a set of genes that allow for proper maintenance of neurons and the brain. However, in diseased conditions, particularly due to tau pathology, some of those astrocytes get activated and start expressing a set of genes that are disease-associated. This shift in activation of astrocytes was affected by the genetic reduction of astrocytic APOE4, and when the astrocyte APOE4 is removed, more astrocytes remain in their healthy and inactive state. There was less astrocyte activation, which shows that selective APOE4 removal has a protective effect, and this protective effect reduces tau-mediated neurodegeneration. I'll also add here that a similar result was observed in microglia. The removal of astrocytic APOE4 decreased the expression of disease-associated genes in microglia. The highlight of this second result is that the reduction of astrocytic APOE4 decreases disease-associated gene expression in glial cells. The third result in this study investigated the role of astrocytic APOE4 in synapse density. In this Alzheimer model mouse, the microglia engulf synaptic material and lead to the loss of synaptic density, which contributes to neurodegeneration and cognitive deficits. However, this microglia-dependent removal of synapses was reduced when astrocytic APOE4 was selectively removed. The loss of synapses was prevented in the group of mice that had a selective removal of astrocyte-derived APOE4. Those were the findings from this study. From today's paper, we learned that astrocytic APOE4 contributes to multiple disease-related pathways in different types of brain cells that lead to tau-mediated neurodegeneration. I get very excited about the prospect of neuroscience when I read papers like this, and I hope it has the same effect on you. As always, I'll add the PubMed link to today's paper under the episode notes. I'll also add the link to the webpage of the Holtzman Lab. They have been doing Alzheimer's research for the past 3 decades, so they have an impressive body of scientific work that you can check out. Next week, we'll talk about Alzheimer's disease from yet another perspective. Until then, ciao, ciao.